How are you approaching patients who've been treated in the past 6 months, 2, 3 years ago?
We called everybody back in that had been treated going back to the previous November. It was a year from the data. Maybe it was even longer than that. So we've gone through our lists, found everybody that was HER2 positive, and made sure that they got approached with an opportunity to have Herceptin. I've had people coming in that are 2.5 years, 3.5 years past, and I've said probably, you know, we don't know anything about this. We know there is some cardiac risk. We know it's a year of treatment. I really don't feel that comfortable suggesting that. I think it's a really interesting question of whether it's like letrozole, for example, seems to be in the post-MA17 situation, where maybe if you added Herceptin into those patients now, they might still do better. And one would guess that that might be true when you think of how the drug works. And I don't know, maybe we should be doing that within one of these trials, like us. Maybe we'll be able to have a chance to look at that probably in the HERA trial, where everyone was offered a chance who had not had Herceptin to get it, regardless of how far out they were. And I don't know what proportion of people are taking that up. I know in my own center that most of them are taking it up. Most of them have decided to go on Herceptin. And so maybe we'll be able to do some comparison between the ones who choose to take it and the ones who don't, just like what's been done in MA17.
I mean, you can certainly imagine patients 2, 3, even 5 years later with very substantial risk to recur from that point on.
It's interesting because the risk curves, when you look, for example, one of the most striking things when I first looked at the HERA data was how many patients and how fast they recurred in the first 2 years of follow-up. The curves are just coming down like crazy. And I think it's a little bit unclear, because we haven't followed the patients that long, for that group of patients, whether that curve flattens out and how much it flattens out. And I think that's going to take some looking at, because many of these patients may have recurred. I mean, it was just striking in my own center. We had about 30 patients on HERA, and we'd had 3 recurrences. They were all in the control arm by the time the study data came out. And one of them had just recurred in the previous month with a brain met. And 30 patients, 3 recurrences, all in one arm, and very early. In Canada, we came into the HERA trial a year after everybody else because we had some contract issues. And so those patients were not followed for a very long time at all. Just very quick recurring disease.
I think there's been the tendency to say since they recur so quickly that they're not necessarily going to recur 3, 5, 10 years later. But I don't know that we know that.
I guess if you look at curves, I mean, there's other curves in the literature that show HER2 as a prognostic factor, including some of our own data, and it seems to keep on being a bad prognostic factor. I don't think there's any super leveling out, but boy, they sure come booming down in that study. I guess probably we all selected a high-risk group of patients, even though some of them were node negative.